This morning we began by reading a prophecy about the Lord's coming, saying that a virgin would bring forth a son and call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means in the original language of Hebrew, God with us. And then we read in Luke about the appearance of the angel Gabriel to Mary, delivering her the news that would make this prophecy come true. This morning we're going to look at how Mary responded to Gabriel, and we're going to see how if we respond to what the Lord teaches us, the same way that Mary responded to Gabriel, that God will be with us, each one of us, and that we will be able to bring the Lord to other people in a way very similar to what Mary did. So let's take a look at this story in Luke and see how it is that Mary responded to Gabriel. When Gabriel delivered to her what is probably the most incredible announcement ever made to any human being in the history of the human race. Gabriel was announcing to Mary that she would bring the baby Lord into the world. The Son of God, the Son of the Highest, is what Gabriel was explaining to Mary would happen, that she would bring him into the world. So we can look at Mary's response and learn from how Mary responded to this incredible announcement. Her first response, because it really was two parts, the first part of her response was, "How shall this be?" It doesn't seem that she denied what was happening. It seems that she recognized this was an angel of the Lord speaking to her. And she wanted to understand how this amazing news was going to happen. She believed it and wanted to know even more. So Gabriel responded to her and explained to her that the Holy Spirit will come upon thee and overshadow thee, and that she would have in her womb a little baby with a divine soul, the soul of the Lord, that would be born a son and grow up and be known as Jesus Christ, the God of heaven and earth. And when she understood that, asking, "How shall this be?" Do you remember what the second part of her response was? It was very, very simple. She simply said, "Behold, the servant of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy saying." So we can think about what this would have been like for Mary, as she was probably going about her daily tasks on a normal day. And then this angel comes and makes this incredible announcement to her. Now we can also think about how would we have responded if we were in a similar situation. Would we have responded like Mary with her two-part response saying, first, explain how shall this be? I believe it, but help me see how this is going to come about. And then when we get the explanation, would we respond like she did with the simple desire to serve the Lord? So in this story we can see that when the Lord teaches us anything in the heavenly doctrine, and in the Word, in the sacred scripture, we should respond like Mary did. Say, "Lord, how shall this be?" And then when he explains it to us even more, look for how we can put it into life and be the servant of the Lord. Now we can see from the internal sense of Mary how we can be servants of the Lord just like Mary. It says in the heavenly doctrine that Mary signifies the church as to the affection of truth. So like Mary, each one of us individually can be the church if we are affected by the truth from the Lord. An affection of truth in a genuine sense means longing to know more and more truths so that we can put them to good use and make them part of our life. So let's look at Mary's response. She certainly was affected by the truth that Gabriel was announcing to her. Her willingness to then do and bring about the purpose that the Lord explained was her use. After Gabriel explained to her what would happen, she was willing to do it. She didn't say, "No, I can't do it. It's too hard for me. You picked the wrong person." When the Lord put this incredible use in front of her, and she said, "Well, how will it happen?" And Gabriel explained it, she simply said, "Well, let me serve you then, Lord. Be it unto me according to thy saying." Now, when the Lord teaches us anything in the heavenly doctrine and in the sacred scripture, we can respond with the same two-part response. "How shall it be, Lord?" And then, "Behold the servant of the Lord." So we can take a look at just a couple of examples this morning of amazing announcements that the Lord makes to each one of us. One amazing announcement that the Lord makes to each one of us in the doctrine of the new church is that He wants to make each one of us happy. His whole goal of His divine love, which is God itself, divine love, is to make each one of us here today and every human being on the planet who is ever born happy. Everything He does, everything He teaches us is to make us happy. So when we hear this, shouldn't our response be, how shall this be? What an incredible announcement that the Lord God Jesus Christ exists to make us happy. How shall this be? And the Lord explains it to us. And perhaps most clearly in the Gospel of John, He says, these things have I spoken to you, that your joy may be filled full. And then He says, love one another as I have loved you, and do my commandments if you want to love me. So when we understand that the Lord wants to make us happy more than anything else, and we say, how shall this be? And we see that He says, well, love one another with the commandments that I have given you, because those are the commandments that teach how to love your neighbor. Then we can respond just like Mary did. When we begin to understand how it is that the Lord wants to bring this amazing announcement to us and say, behold, the servant of the Lord, and look for opportunities to love one another as the Lord has loved us. Now, how about another amazing announcement that the Lord makes in His Word and in His heavenly doctrine? The Lord says to us that He can make us better and better people every day, forever. Isn't that an amazing announcement? Shouldn't our reaction be like Mary, and Lord, how shall this be? We should say in response, how can you make me a better person? Over and over and over again, every day. And if we ask the Lord that question, when we hear Him saying that to us, we'll find that the Lord gives us very simple and clear instructions on this. He says, examine ourselves. Look at what we're doing and figure out where we're doing things and loving things and thinking things that go against what He teaches. And then pray to Him for help, and He will lead us to live a good life. The simple steps of repentance, and that we can do that on a daily basis when we see that we've done something or thought something or loved something that we shouldn't. And by going through that simple process, the Lord will make us better and better and better people every day. And that amazing announcement will come true if we respond the second way that Mary did and say, behold, the servant of the Lord, and look for ways that we can repent even on a daily basis. Now, we could do this with every single thing that the Lord teaches us in His sacred scripture and in the heavenly doctrine. We could do this and look at how we could respond to it, because really they all are amazing announcements of how the Lord can get us to heaven. And we could say how we can respond by saying, how shall it be? And then look for more teachings where the Lord explains it to us, and then respond by saying, behold the servant of the Lord, and look for ways to serve the Lord by doing what He teaches. But with just these two examples we looked at this morning, we can think about how if we do serve the Lord, when we ask Him how it shall be and we understand even better, and then put that into life, how just like it referenced the Lord with the name Emmanuel in the prophecy, God with us, the Lord will be with us. If we respond like Mary did to Gabriel, if we respond to the Lord that way, the Lord will be with us in our thoughts, He will be with us in our loves, and He will be with us in our actions. And if we bring the Lord or open ourselves up to the Lord to be in our thoughts and loves and actions, then we will be bringing the Lord to ourselves and to our neighbors in a way that is actually quite similar to what Mary did over 2,000 years ago. Amen.